These are the Barah Ministry announcements for March 3rd, 2019. Happy birthday to June Murphy last week. We already told you, but I just wanted you to see it in print.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to Brian Davis, March 4th. Brian is the guy who, he's a good friend of mine out of Dallas, and he sponsors our app for 3 years now, I think, which is awesome. Mark your calendars. Next elders meeting, March 16th from 10 to 11:30. Does that time work for you guys, 10 to 11:30? Better than 12 to 1:30? Yeah, because we don't want to be interfering with birthday parties and stuff. You know, I don't want William to be and L to be mad at me because... No, that's not going to change. And if it does change, I'm going to call you because Rick came at noon. And oops, I forgot to tell him. Well, a lot of announcements about Barah Ministries as a result of the elders' meeting. Barah Ministries is like a duck on the water, and it looks everything looks real smooth on top, but underneath, if you saw the legs, they're kicking like crazy. And so we've got a lot of things going on in the background. We've created a trifold brochure that talks about the idea of why people don't go to church, and so that'll be finished very shortly. We've got new business cards, which are in the final stages of development. We've done a technology upgrade, so this microphone, this handy-dandy microphone, is state-of-the-art, and we're going to have two TVs on each side, and we'll get that done by homecoming so that the people on this side don't have to look all the way across to see the slides, which will be great. We're making changes to the signs on the door and the sign out front to correspond with our new logo package. And our brand. We've got our lessons posting to Facebook. We've made website changes that you might have noticed, both in color and with the new brand. We're starting to develop publications. Our plan is to develop a publication per quarter and about various topics. June is working on her fifth CD, and I think she's on her sixth song. Is that right? Good. So she sent the words to the seventh song, so that's coming along fine. We're talking about a kids ministry. We are working on permits for the building. We need $50,000 to get in a position to build, so we're going to start talking about that in the second quarter of this year. We've got a slogan. We've got a tagline. We've got a logo package. We're posting on social media, and people are are noticing it. So people I know have been mentioning, yeah, I've been seeing you on social media, so that's terrific. And as we go through the year, hopefully that starts to translate into some people coming and visiting us here at Barah Ministries. We're doing different things with the vets. We made a commitment to evangelize to them each time, as well as sing to them, and we bring them some kind of a present each time we go. We're doing, as a leadership group, we're doing readings on leadership to learn what the critical things are to run a small church. And we are a small church. 90% of all the churches in the world are small churches, and we are one. And we're going to be developing a formal process to handle our guests, because guests will be coming. And Pat, I'm going to ask you to handle that, so I'll be talking to you about that real soon. So the duck feet are paddling like crazy under the surface, because we got a lot of things going on. We've got the homecoming coming up. We're getting ready for the Coeur d'Alene conference. This year we're going to run a campaign to attract people to the Coeur d'Alene conference that aren't part of our ministry. We're buying the tickets to get up to Coeur d'Alene. So we've got a lot of things that are happening. And we really appreciate all the excitement that goes around getting ready to have a building. The grants, I didn't put that in there, but the grant process is going. I guess I have another announcement about that. So we're going to have a fellowship brunch on Resurrection Sunday right after service. So we'll go no later than 12. So you're invited to stick around and break some bread and have some fellowship with people here in the resident congregation. Those of you in the non-resident congregation, feel free to come on down if you want to, even though you're going to be coming the next week, come twice. So, and, you know, Resurrection Day, which the world calls Easter, is a day when most of the world thinks it's an obligation to come to church. So please invite people to church for that day. I would like to see this place full. If you can invite 3 or 4 or 5 people and bring them with you. I know, you know, Norbert, you got 87,000 people in your family, so you ought to be able to get 5 of them to come over here. The 13 kids and 65 grandkids, is that right? The holy smoke. You got to have a scorecard to, for that family. Yeah, that's a lot. Mark your calendars, the non-resident congregation homecoming, April 26th to 28th. And you know Pastor John Farley will be joining us. We're working on getting a block of hotel rooms. So if you need one, let us know. And get your tickets, because this is a good time to get tickets for April. We're going to visit the vets. Oh, I got that date wrong. No, the date is the 26th. The date is the 28th. So the Sunday of our non-resident congregation homecoming, we're going to visit the vets. That'll give our non-resident congregation a chance to visit them. And so come and join us. Make somebody feel good. It really makes the vets feel good when we come. The last time we were there, one of the guys that came in and he said, you know, for a minute I was looking around just wondering. It was his first time with us. He said, I'm looking around wondering what's going on here. And then all of a sudden I just felt it, that there was something amazing going on here. And June singing and the things that you're saying to us really edified our soul. So we make a difference when we go to the vets. And I think they'd like to have us more, as a matter of fact. Your calendars, that Pastor Appreciation Day is October 13th this year. That's awesome. Yeah, now we're going to be talking about presents for that as we get closer. Big money, big presents, wrapped. It'll be awesome. Appreciate your pastor. That's a great day. That's a fantastic day. Sign up for Amazon Smile. I think I looked at my contribution level. And Amazon Smile has contributed $40 from my purchases to Barah Ministries. So that's pretty good. So every little bit helps. We got a check out of nowhere from the Network for Good, a $56 check this week. I think that might connect to something that Deanna Perkoski was doing for us for her birthday. But it's really nice to get those checks out of nowhere, and it's good to get checks out of somewhere, too, because those are the things, that's what is really encouraging to a pastor, because when you get a check, you know you're going to get to keep teaching, you know, so by all means, do things that get us checks. You know, there are a lot, as we're going through this grant process, there are a lot of people that are willing to give to nonprofits. I mean, I'm learning so much. Like AT&T has money to give to nonprofits. Google, Chase Bank is giving to nonprofits. So they're, and pretty much people, just whoever asks. So it'd be interesting if you were bored and doing nothing, if you checked to see what kind of grants our church is eligible for, because we can use any of the funds that you could garner through a grant for our operation. So by all means, check that out. For example, matching gift program, if your company has one, anything you contribute, your company will match. Check that out, because it makes a big difference. Now, on the matching gift program, it means that you have to give something and they'll match it. So that'd be a very good thing. There's an app for that. Download the Barah Ministries app. Tell your friends to download the app and show them how to use it. If you don't know how to use it, get on there and experiment with it and find out what it does. It does very cool things. And grant us the funds. Our grant writer is at work. I met with him on Friday. He has the first draft of a matrix. And the Matrix is a group of organizations that donate to nonprofits that are faith-based. And so he's pulled up about 10 companies that do faith-based giving, and by next Friday, he's going to have the first draft of the grant so that we can start submitting for solicited grants and unsolicited grants for the purpose of getting our $3 million. So I told him, every time I meet with him, I tell him, the people at Brahm Ministries know that you're going to get us the money this year. And it's just funny to see his face because, you know, every time I say it, he just chuckles a little bit. And he says, well, we're going to see what we can do. And, you know, he said that this week. And I said, no, that's not what I told him. I didn't tell him that you're going to see what you can do. I told him you're going to get us the money. So let's get busy getting us the money. And so it's really funny. That's exactly what's going to happen. And it's going to be so cool when we get that check for $3 million and start building that facility. And we are real close to doing that. So join us for Prayer Power. If you're in the resident congregation right after church, we'll be praying together and sending our intentions and petitions to the Lord for Him to grant our requests. And when you're doing that, make sure that you mention your pastor and his health. My health is really good. I have asthma, and I have high blood pressure, and I have a prostate issues. And so my stay in the hospital overnight last Sunday, we got the blood pressure under control. We have a plan to get the asthma under control, although the medication that I got from Costco doesn't shoot the medicine. And so I've been sucking on this thing to get medicine into me, and I figured out after about 4 days that there's no medicine coming out of it. So they're going to get me another one. We'll start all over tomorrow. Well, that's kind of dumb. I mean, I could have done that for 30 days, by the way, you know, if I was one of those rule followers. But, you know, if I don't taste the medicine coming out, there's probably not any medicine coming out. So we had to get that fixed. But thank you for all your prayers. And, you know, I don't mind, I didn't mean to infer that I mind it when you call me when I'm ill. It just, I don't like being weak, and I don't like being fawned over when I'm ill. I like just treating the times when I'm ill just like the times when I'm well. Because my feeling is that when you are sick and you start feeling sick and acting sick, that you stay sick. And I have no interest in being sick or staying sick. So the mentality part of it is I don't want to be talking about my illness. You know, there, as people get older, they just get so boring because all they talk about, oh, my diaper doesn't work right. You know, my stomach, and I don't know whether I ought to have coffee and all that crap. And it's just that stuff bores me to tears. You might want the one thing, one piece of advice that my dad gave me. You know, he and I didn't spend a lot of time together, but the time we spent together, he had some real nuggets of wisdom. And one of the things he said is, you know what old people can do for me? And I said, no, Dad, what? He said, they can introduce me to young people. He said, because I don't want to spend 5 minutes of my time around old people. And I know exactly what he means, and I feel that exact same way. I don't want to be talking about death and dying and old. And, you know, being in the hospital this week was cool because I'm not worried about dying. You know, if I'm gone, I'm gone. I knew God wasn't going to take me out because what would you mutts do? I mean, what would you do for a spiritual life if I wasn't around? But I have no intention of leaving this planet anytime soon. So that's what I was really talking about. Don't talk to me about being sick, because I don't want to talk about being sick. Yeah, if you want to fawn on me when I'm well. Give me some presents. Let's talk about Pastor Appreciation Day. You know, what do you get the guy who has everything? A whole lot of stuff. All right, so that's it. Those are the Broad Ministry announcements for March 3rd, 2019.